Welcome back to the Stock Market Options Trading Podcast. My name is Eric, and in this episode, we're going to ask the question, to hold or not to hold to expiration. Now, this question comes up a lot, especially those that are option sellers with trades around credit spreads, iron condors, that type of thing. As an example, we know that if you sell a credit spread for a dollar, that the goal of that trade is to buy it back for less or let it expire worthless if it expires out of the money. But we also know that if you buy the spread back for 50% of the credit, in this case, 50 cents, that you are leaving half of the potential profit on the table. So which is better? So what we're going to do to try to answer that question is we're going to compare the results of a put credit spread strategy that I researched from 2021 through 2023. I actually made a video training about this strategy in my SPX Income Masterclass. So if you're interested in the full video training for this weekly strategy, head over to stockmarketoptionstrading.net and look for the SPX Income Masterclass on the left-hand side. Now, this weekly put credit spread strategy takes one trade per week if there's a bullish market condition. And what we're going to do is compare the results of holding the spread to expiration and simply basically entering the trade and just let it go, walk away, versus taking profits at 50% of the credit. Now, in both cases with this strategy, you're actually able to do all of the work upon the entry. What do I mean by that? For example, if you're going to let it go to expiration, once you enter the trade, you actually don't have to do anything, right? You just literally let it go. And if you're going to take profits, you can then set a BTC or buy to close order with GTC setting, which means that order will sit there good till canceled. And then if you hit the profit at some point in the next 7 days, it'll close the trade for you. So again, this is a cool strategy because you can just kind of, you know, look for the right entry criteria, get in the trade, and then you can let it go without having to manage it. There's no stops, no adjustments or anything like that. In both cases, you simply walk away and you let the edge play out over time. And because this is really for trading SPX or XSP, you don't have to worry about being assigned as both of the indexes are cash settled. So this strategy is really geared towards index options. This is an important distinction for trading a strategy like this. If you truly want to let a trade go to expiration, trading an index like SPX or XSP will allow you to stay in that trade longer because there's no fear of early assignment or any assignment really for that matter. Now let's go ahead and get into the case study. So I did the research on this strategy from 2021 through the end of 2023. And I just really quick want to touch on the market types there. And this is something that's talked about in the video training, but you know, 2021 was for the most part a bull market. There was a correction. 2022 was basically a bear market. Then we chopped sideways for a while into early 2023 and then kind of ramped up. So this strategy, even though it's a bullish one, it actually did pretty well in all three market types and made money each year. Although some years it took more trades than others because we're looking for bullish conditions because it's a put credit spread. So I wanted to just lay out the context there of the strategy over the course of 3 years and what, you know, what type of markets those were. So we're going to focus on a few numbers here. The first thing we're going to focus on is the number of trades. Over the last 3 years, it took 79 trades and there was a win rate of 73%. And so that makes it 58 winners and the rest were losing trades. And this was just letting the trade go to expiration. So when the entry time came, we sold a put credit spread that's just out of the money with 7 days to expiration. Now, if there was a week where the bullish condition didn't exist, we would simply skip the trade. So that's why, even though in theory, over the course of 3 years, you might have 150 trades, maybe we only had 79 trades over that period because, you know, it wasn't bullish the entire time, obviously, as we mentioned. So 73% win rate, letting it go to expiration, and we're selling just out of the money, about a delta of 45. So first thing I want to talk about is the options probability. When you sell a credit spread or you have a short strike that is, say, delta 45 or just out of the money, there's the odds are better that that thing stays out of the money, meaning you could let it expire worthless. So in this case, a delta 45 means you have about a 55% chance, give or take, that this thing's going to expire out of the money. But with a win rate of 73%, you're able to make more money because you have to beat the odds of the probability that the options market's giving you. Again, this is more with letting things go to expiration because the probabilities are there when you enter the trade. Obviously, they change over time. But if you were to sell a Delta 45 option, you know, in bullish years, and you did it every week in bullish years, you might win 80% of the time, and in bearish years, you might lose 80% of the time. So what we're trying to do is find the periods of time in which the strategy performs well, and that's our edge. That's how we won 73% of the time, even though the probability says we should only win 55% of the time. So that's the edge of the strategy. That's without doing anything, just entering the trade, letting it go to expiration. So the average winner here was $185 per spread. The average loser was $300. So the loser is still bigger than the winner. It's about a 3-2 risk reward. And that risk reward, the expectancy is about $55 per spread. So in theory, if your average loser or the amount you are risking is $300 and you're averaging making $55 on that risk, that is almost a 20% gain. I'm going to call it 18%, give or take, gain on your risk for those trades over time. That's the expectancy. This strategy made almost $13,000 trading three spreads at a time. So I wanted to make sure we knew that. And again, we were in the trade 7 days. So we open up the trade, let it go to expiration, and just let the math play out. Again, 73% win rate, made almost $13,000 trading three spreads at a time, and our expectancy is about $55 per spread. Now, the next thing we're going to do is compare the exact same strategy, but instead of letting it go to expiration, we're going to take profits at 50% of the max credit if those profits come to be. So same entry, same days, all that stuff. Again, we had the same number of trades, 79 trades, because the entry criteria is going to be the same. However, the difference is that we actually improved the win rate. The win rate is now 86%. This is up 13% from letting it go to expiration. But however, we've reduced the amount of profit we can make because we're taking profits early. So we're not going to realize the gains of all the credit that we sold. So in this case, even though we're increasing the win rate, we've reduced the overall probability from almost $13,000 to about $9,600. So we're still risking about $300 per spread, but now we're only making $98 or $97 per spread, which is basically half of what we made before. So our expectancy is now reduced to $41 a trade from the previous $55 per trade. So the one metric, if you want to hone in on it, that improved is the actual win rate. And this is where you get to, well, what kind of trader are you? Do you want a high win rate? And, you know, do you need 86% over 73%? Are you okay with the reduced profits with maybe a little bit more steady P&L curve? Both strategies made money all 3 years. And again, it was the same number of trades. So the takeaway to kind of go back to the question of why we're doing this episode is, to hold or not to hold, which is better? And the answer, well, it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for overall profitability in this particular strategy, and this might not be the case for every strategy there is, but in this particular strategy, it was better profitability-wise to just let it go to expiration. However, there's a couple nuances here that I want to mention that can drastically change the takeaway here. It's not always the case that letting it go to expiration is the best idea. Part of the reason that it works in this case is because we're selling almost at the money option. So our risk reward is, it's still skewed 3-2. But for those that have done option selling or credit spreads before, you know that if you sell really far out of the money, your probability is going to go up to 90-something% without, letting it go to expiration. But those losers are so big that it wipes out 5, 6, 7, or 8 trades. In this particular case, with a 3-2 risk reward, that one loss can be made up with 1.5 wins, basically. So the risk reward is a big factor in deciding if you should let it go to expiration or take profits. The other factor is if it's something you can be assigned on, then you may also want to come up with a better way of letting it go to expiration. You may want to employ a stop or something like that, because you don't want to be, you know, assigned something as part of your credit spread strategy. In most cases, unless you're doing like a wheel strategy with a wide credit spread where you're really just trying to reduce the amount of capital you need, that's kind of a different thing. That's not really what we're doing here. But I wanted to sort of put those nuances out, because your strike selection is going to help you determine your management of the trade. So if you have a strategy or a technical analysis process that can get your edge up of being right, is the market going to be higher or lower over the next week, 2 weeks, whatever it is, whatever tools you use, then you could consider selling closer to the money and letting it go to expiration, and let your strategy help out with that edge like it did in this particular case. If you're a pure option seller where you're just selling volatility and you're strictly trading the option probabilities, you're going to have a different approach, and this probably isn't going to apply to you. So again, to hold or not to hold expiration can vary per strategy. In this strategy available in the SPX Income Masterclass, we let it go to expiration and it actually performed better. It had improved profitability to let it go to expiration with a pretty decent win rate of 73%. Now, let's talk about the real world before I go. In the real world, for a strategy like this, you can actually do both, or you can, if you want to manage it more. And there's a couple, I guess one big example that would be the case where you'd want to close it or let it go. So for example, if you open this trade and let's say you sell the spread for $2 and you get a massive like rally in your favor the next 2 days and you're able to close it for maybe 75% of the profit, I'm the type of person that says, hey, if I get a big move in my favor, I would rather close the trade and remove the risk than just hold on and wait for that extra, you know, wait for the extra little bid and avoid the commission. I don't want to sit in the trade five more days when I already have well over 50% of the profit. So there can be some nuances with something like this at your own discretion. The other instance I'll sort of bring up is, you know, maybe you're sitting in the trade and maybe you have a little profit, maybe you don't, and there's a huge inflation report or something like that. You can then determine, well, maybe I want to remove the risk and just get out of this trade before this event, because sometimes leading up to events, the market can just, you know, be a little bit more volatile or just kind of tread water, just waiting for the news to pop. And at that point, you know, maybe you want to avoid that risk. Maybe you have a small profit and then you want to just take it off and avoid the risk. So those are a couple nuances or discretionary exits, if you will, that you could consider as a, and, you know, if you want to be straight mechanical, that's fine too. But I hope you found that interesting about, you know, comparing holding and not holding expiration and a few different examples of when you may or may not want to do that. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.